What would y'all like us to play then? Well, I guess we could do a couple more. Thank y'all so much for being so kick-ass. I thought I was going to say something profound and serious. All I was really going to say is that the only problem with kids today ain't the kids. It's the goddamn radio. I mean, how do you expect for a teenager to grow up healthy and horny and happy if all he's listening to is a bunch of... I mean... Granted, I ain't above occasionally beating off of Britney Spears, but I'm not 17 anymore. I can do that. Back in my day, we had Pat Benatar to beat off to.
That's right. I know boy bands or teen queens, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. We beat off to people who are worthy. So that's sort of what this next song's about. It's about having something good to beat off to. It's about the days when there was arena rock concerts and you just drive to the nearest town that had an arena of 10,000 or more people and you go see the likes of AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne and all kinds of good stuff. And some of them are still around that are still alive, but a lot of key members tend to be dead now. While it still may be a rocking show, I was blessed that I did get to see Ozzy Osbourne with Randy Rhoads, and I did get to see AC/DC with Bon Scott. And my biscuit ain't never been limp. So this song's about how arena rock and drugs saved my life. This song's called Let There Be Rock, and thank y'all again.